Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a sunny day today, chilly 40 to 45. Tomorrow, sunny, mid to upper 40s. We'll get the details on our Tri-State Forecast in just a few moments. In Connecticut, Representative Speaker Ritter and the Majority Leader Rojas announced that Maria Horn, Democratic Representative from the 64th District, is now the House Chair of the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee. Speaker Ritter said Maria's time as a committee chair and her experience in corporate finance make her the perfect choice to lead the committee. As past chair of the Public Safety Committee, Maria is used to dealing with complex issues and strong personalities. She's a leader through and through. While the majority leader said as a former chair of the Finance Committee, he's excited to see Horn assume this critical leadership role. She possesses the work ethic, intelligence, and calming disposition to manage a myriad of policy issues and interests that the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee has met over. New York lawmakers aim to overturn a controversial prison package ban. Lawmakers this week announced a plan to introduce legislation to overturn that ban that keeps families from sending packages to people incarcerated in prisons. By August, the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, the state agency that manages prisons, had fully eliminated families' ability to directly send packages to people incarcerated. Officials said the move was an attempt to reduce contraband that contributes to violence and overdoses. However, advocates and some lawmakers have warned the policy doesn't reduce contraband. Instead, they say it further disconnects families and poses harmful health consequences, with people incarcerated not getting nutritious food, especially amid increased costs. In Massachusetts, owner of the foundry has been pleading with the West Stockbridge Board to allow her business to reopen. The owner of that business is urging the town board to grant her request for a special permit related to entertainment, saying she faces other application deadlines and mounting costs while closed. The planning board tonight will meet for the fifth time to take up Amy Rutano's request for that permit. In meetings to date, the board, led by Dana Bixby, has taken hours of evidence, including comments about noise levels from performances at the foundry. Its members have heard emotional appeals from Brentano and her supporters in favor of granting the permit. They have also heard equally emotional accounts of the harm that loud amplified music has had on the neighbor, Chuck Nugent, and her business, Chuck's Orient Express. Falls Village First Selectman Henry Todd has joined with Barkhamsted First Selectman Daniel Stein and Norfolk resident Kim Maxwell as part of the Northwest Hills Council of Governments to work on a proposal with Frontier for a public-private partnership to provide fiber optics to all houses in certain COG member towns. Quoting here, towns without fiber are at a great disadvantage. Quote that from Todd. He went on to say, for most part, people are more efficient when working from home rather than the office and happier. The pandemic was a terrible time for us here in rural communities. Fiber optics also is important for economic development for towns. He went on to say, for cable companies, the big obstacle is thinner density. The proposal would call for towns to put in money towards wiring for Frontier to own, install, and maintain the cable system. Quote, I think that's the way to go. It makes sense to wire up, end quote, according to Todd. Region 1 Board of Education has a meeting tonight via Zoom. It is a Zoom meeting. The ID and all information can be found at their website. Coming up on December 6th, Sharon Hospital New Vance public hearing. The decision on whether New Vance will be permitted to close maternity unit will depend on the outcome of the public hearing that has been rescheduled for Tuesday at 9:30 in the morning via Zoom, with public testimony portion scheduled to start at 3 p.m. To provide written testimony, email ohs@ct.gov. Docket number 22-32511-CON. To provide testimony, sign up on December 6th starting at 2 p.m. via Zoom, with public commentary starting at 3 p.m., provided the technical portion, which begins at 9:30, has ended. Login information is available at our website, robinhoodradio.com, Daily Bugle. In Amenia, a $12.5 million capital project will be the subject of a vote on December 6th from noon till 9 p.m. at the Weebatuck High School gym. The project is focused on infrastructure needs and includes roof replacement on all schools, ventilation systems, and milling and paving of parking lots and sidewalks, and other projects. Area meetings coming up this week in our area. Board of Selectmen meet in Sharon tomorrow at 5. American Rescue Plan, ARPA, meets tomorrow at 6:30. The Energy Environment Commission meets December 8th at 5. The Sewer and Water Commission at 7. In Salisbury tonight at 5 o'clock, the Board of Selectmen. On Wednesday, December 7th at 5 p.m., Salisbury Housing Committee annual meeting. On Friday, December 9th at noontime, a special joint land use committee meeting. In North Canaan tonight at 7 p.m., the Board of Selectmen monthly meeting. Now, the Town of North Canaan PNC Workshop will be holding a meeting at 7 p.m. on December 7th in the North Canaan Town Hall for developing potential regulations for recreational cannabis establishments. Public comment will be accepted at that workshop. In Falls Village, a special Board of Selectmen meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Also in Falls Village tomorrow, the Board of Education has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Cornwall tomorrow at 7 p.m., Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting via Zoom. Also tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen meet in Cornwall via Zoom at 7:30. In Kent, the Swift House Task Force meets tonight at 7 p.m. Park and Recreation regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Northeast New York, a public hearing comes up at 7 p.m. at Town Hall on Thursday, Local Law Number 3. Ancrum Planning Board meeting is tonight, 7 till 10 p.m. In Hillsdale tomorrow at 7:30, the Zoning Board of Appeals will hold a public hearing on Tuesday at 7:30 at the Hillsdale Town Hall. Reminder, the Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store is open through December 21st, as long as they don't sell out. Wreaths, trees, poinsettias, roping, and more, they're open every day, 10 until 4. Rose Thrift Shop announces they're closing for the season. Their bag sale will be Wednesday and then Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m. The shop will close for the season at the end of the business day on Saturday, December 10th. The popular annual cookie walk sale at Cords Hall Rhinebeck Reformed Church will be happening Saturday from 9 till noon. Snow date is Sunday, starting at 11 till 12. Winterfest is December 10th in Ancrum. At Ancrum Town Hall, Santa arrives with presents for all girls and boys at 5:30. Before he arrives, local vendors from wooden puzzles to local wines to spices. Kids decorate your own cookies to bring home for Santa or for you. And there'll be free hamburgers, hot dogs, sausages, and cola, plus a special punch for adults. A holiday concert with chorus and brass comes up December 10th and 11th. Crescendo presents their holiday concert, Resonate, a lot of us, resounding joyful praises. The concerts will be held on December 10th in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and December 11th in Lakeville, Connecticut. More information is available at crescendomusic.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up today at 34,391. The S&P 500 at 4,066.75, and the NASDAQ at 11,979.25. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.